This program was recorded with a live audience. Please forgive the occasional sound fluctuations.
Hay House is proud to bring you a man whose bestsellers include Your Erroneous Zones, The Sky's the Limit, Pulling Your Own Strings, You'll See It When You Believe It, and his most recent book titled Real Magic. Here's Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Thank you. God bless you. It's nice to be with you. Actually, what I want to talk to you about in the limited time that I have, and that will go by in a moment or two, is something that is very profoundly a part of my life and has been for the past couple of years. It is something that I have been experiencing since I wrote the last book that I published, Real Magic, last summer. And some very strange and wonderful things have been happening in my life in this period of time. And when I finished writing You'll See It When You Believe It, and had published that, and I felt that it was my effort to sort of unmuddle the metaphysical and make it available to all of us, and not some esoteric practice that you have to sit in a cave and figure out for yourself, that it's something that we can all apply and live with every day in our lives. I really thought that I was through with writing for a while, and had decided to do some other things in my life, to go into disguise almost, to disappear. And I had taken up this practice of meditation now 5 or 6 years. And what happens when you get on this path is that you think that you're sort of in charge of your life, you know, and you think that you're doing it. I remember reading Carl Jung's great line, and he said that at the same moment you are the protagonist in your own life and you're making choices. There's also a paradox. He said that at that very same moment you are also the spear carrier or the extra in a much larger drama. And he said, he put it this way, which is really the ultimate paradox, you are doomed to make choices. So there's really sort of a self-canceling statement in there. If you're making choices, then how could all the choices be made? And I talked to Ram Dass about this, and he said it's the reason for the smirk on the face of the Buddha. You know, if you can get that paradox figured out, that yes, indeed, you do have a free will and you are making choices and they're all being made for you all at the same time. Like living with those opposites and cleaving those, you know, that dichotomy. It's a very powerful notion. But what happens is that you get on this path and you start moving along, and I didn't really want to take the time to face 500 empty pages again. Because I don't write books like most people do. They all come right out of inside of here. I don't go to the library and spend a lot of time looking up what other people have said about it and then putting it in different words. It comes out of my consciousness somehow. And it became very evident that I was to write about this thing called miracles, about creating miracles. And what I have written about and what I'm sharing with you here today is exactly what I am doing here on this stage right now. It is something that I'm going to ask you to take a real hard look at in just an hour's time or so. And that is, how can you surrender and let go and become detached from the outcome and the stuff that you seek after in your life? How can you do that and still have the things that you want come into your life? How does that paradox work? One of the things that I have learned in my own speaking is to let go of the outcome, to be unconcerned with the reaction and what's in it for me, and indeed to just surrender. And in my meditation before I speak, I always repeat the mantra endlessly over and over again, and I find myself doing this more and more in my life, and something that I urge you to do. I ask the question, how may I serve? Just How may I serve? How may I serve? How may I serve? There are 1,000 people there. How may I serve them? How may, it's like getting the focus off of what's in it for me and how do I look and whether I say the right thing and whether people like what I say and whether they buy things that I have or whatever. And instead, like, letting all of that go. Just letting that go. And getting the focus of your life, the centeredness of your life on this business of serving. And the irony of it is that when you get to that point where you're able to do it and let go of that outcome, all of the stuff that you chased after and worked so hard for and figured you had to have back here begins to chase after you and show up in your life. And it isn't any, you're no longer on the treadmill. It's like a surrendering. And so that's what I do when I come on stage. And it's almost as if God says to me, it's like, as long as you stay on purpose, you'll never stumble. And you'll know what to say. And when you get off of that, when you shift your alignment away from that, then you won't be able to do what you're doing. And the same thing happened in the writing of this Real Magic. For the first time in my life, I experienced what has become, what I have come to call automatic writing, where I left home and went off to Maui and sat down and in 8 weeks' time just produced this book without any struggle whatsoever, not one moment of struggle. And it just seemed to be there, and it seemed to flow. And I can type, like when I sit down and type a letter or a contract or anything that I might have to put out on a typewriter, I'm one of these kind of typists. I just look around. I can do it rather quickly, but I have never had the formal training in typing. But when I write at this little typewriter, I can go along and close my eyes and write at 70 and 80 words a minute when you get into that automatic. And I can't tell you how I do that. It just, and I can, my wife will walk by where I'm writing because I rent my own little place, and she can walk by and tell when I'm writing and when I'm just resting. And she'll walk by and she'll say, the typewriter must have been smoking. You were going so fast. And it was like that for 8 weeks of time, just because I had completely let go. And I wasn't concerned with whether the editors liked it, how it came out, whether or not it was a bestseller, whether people were going to buy it, whether the reviews were going to be, nothing. It was like very, very, and it's a very peaceful place that I'm asking you to look at and get to in your own life. Just before I left for Australia a couple weeks ago, I was on the on a show on CNN called Sonia Live. And Sonia and I went to school together. I mean, we've been friends forever. And we sat down to do the interview. And she said to me, Wayne Dyer, it says here that that you haven't had a cold in 15 years. She said, now I've known you for a long time. She said, very frankly, I don't believe that. Well, that's Sonia. That's the way she works. That's fine. I love Sonia. And there was a time when if somebody said that to me on national television, I would say, well, wait a minute. I have to defend myself. And you get into that position of, I'm going to call my doctor right now or whatever and start defending yourself. And when you get to be free, you don't need to defend yourself. You know. You just have this knowing. And I said, that's all right if you don't believe it. And I said, next question. There was no anxiety about it. There was no, I don't care if millions of people are watching. It doesn't make any difference. I'm not attached to any of that. It's like, I know. I know that I don't get those things, and it's fine if you don't believe it. You don't have to. I'm not living my life for that reason. It's like being self-referred rather than object-referred. And I can do the same thing even with criticism. There was, you know, I now get letters, when I get letters of criticism, which you do, which everyone does, and I even tell my own children over and over again when they worry about their reputation and all that, I say, forget your reputation. You know, it's not located in you. You go out and give a talk to 1,000 people, you leave, you have 1,000 reputations. What am I going to do, follow every one of you home? Did you like me? Did you think I was all right? What did you think? Some will think great, some not. Some will think, well, he's got more hair than Bernie. So I'm going to say, well, maybe he paid me, you know.